Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
What's occurring this week? We do have lots of lovely guests, though, including Sean Hughes.
Thank you very much.
Hello.
Hello.
You're our first guest on our first Edinburgh show.
Champagne against the boat.
Champagne for everyone. I hope you don't mind, but there is a live webcam situation going on. So I don't know whether anyone warned you.
Don't ever do the champagne gesture again against the boat.
No, that wasn't that. It was just the fact that, you know, like...
Know we don't have an actual boat or any champagne because they can see us.
And also, you know... You don't expect it on the radio, but...
I'm probably the oldest person on the streaming as well, for the whole run as well, won't I be?
Yeah.
No.
So people will be a little bit frightened going, seems to be a very old man in that room.
No, he won't.
Is he the Pope?
Anyway, welcome.
Thank you.
Edinburgh. Do you stay in hotels when you do the festival, or do you stay in a house like we are at the moment?
Well, weirdly, at the start of my show, I go on dressed as Chris Martin, but one of those, you know, jackets. You can imagine a Chris Martin jacket. And I don't stay in hotels, but I hang outside hotels because people give me their bags when I'm wearing this jacket because it looks like concierge.
Yeah, it does.
No, not this one, Scott. This is a lovely one. I'm not on stage now. Look, you're making a fool of yourself. They're streaming it. They're looking at it going, what do you mean, yes, it does?
Oh, right.
Scott, I thought you were a professional.
It's another concierge jacket.
This is just a black concierge.
That's a black.
It's just because it was black, actually, on closer inspection, you couldn't get away with that in concierge.
No, but you know the Chris Martin style thing where he pretends he's in the Russian army.
Oh, one of those. Yeah, okay, I'm with you now. Yeah good.
It's a shame this is live, isn't it?
It is, it really is, because we would have cut all that out.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? It's so annoying.
And I wouldn't blame you.
No. So you stay in a house, you stay in a hotel, you do?
I stay in a flat, and. It's you don't know what you're getting before you come up, but I had no hot water for 4 days. But, you know, I'm paying for the price of a hotel for a flat with no hot water.
When was the last time you had a shower?
Oh, no, it's on now.
Oh, okay.
I insisted on that.
You don't like his jacket. Yeah. You're saying he smells.
What are you saying?
just because there's a live stream, you have to insult me all the time.
We're staying in the house, and similarly, we didn't know what it was going to be like before we got there.
Well, you can have a fair idea of what a house is.
Well, I knew it was going to have windows and a door.
We didn't realise it would still have all their stuff in it.
What kind of stuff?
Well, like their clothes and their stuff in the fridge and...
So I knew that wasn't
your
top. So you just found that in the wardrobe today. So
I hope he doesn't mind.
Look at all of you. Are you living in a lumberjack's flat?
Yeah, we are, yes. We're living in someone from the world of country and westerns house. No, it's a bit weird because, you know, when you try and make yourself... When you're away from home, feel a bit at home. So I thought, do you know what? I'm going to not leave my stuff in the case. I'm going to try and put something in one of the drawers. You know, just like my pants or something.
That's not unusual, Scott.
Is that? No, okay,
people
that's
tend
fine.
To do that.
Yeah, but because it's someone else's house, I open the drawer, there's little socks and pants in there from someone else already.
Yeah, that's
you
not
know?
Good. That's not.
It's just a bit strange. It's fine. It's a lovely, lovely house. But it's just a bit odd. So your house wasn't inhabited by... We've also got pictures of... the family, who obviously own the house, they're in the living room, and we've seen them so much now, we're starting to think that we actually are...
We're going to take pictures and frame them so that when we leave, we can just put ourselves in so that we're always on the mantelpiece.
That's a lovely idea. Like, the thing about my... I realised within 5 minutes of moving into my flat, it's owned by a gay guy. Well, like, the topless calendar is a bit of a giveaway straight away.
Right.
But it's in really subtle stuff, like the posters are really beautiful and stuff, you know, lovely pictures. But I think it's turning me.
Really?
Yeah, but I think subtly I'm just going, yeah, I quite like this.
Okay.
This is nice. Because also, like...
Are you coming out live on air now?
Well, no, but I'll tell you...
Just fancy Mr. November.
I haven't looked.
Oh.
I'm keeping that for the end of the round. I'm not here that long, though. And I don't like to cheat with calendars.
Do you not?
No. Do you
That's
look
the best
at them all?
Bit. Yes.
Only when it's girls allowed and stuff, because I like to see the ugly ones, see what month they give her.
Do you not look all the way through a calendar?
No, not until the end.
You just go month by month.
I've never had that patience.
I'm not a cat.
I look at December 1st. The Christmas one's always the best one.
Which calendars do you have?
The Hof. Christmas is good on the Hof calendar.
Always good.
Has he got...
Yeah,
are
he's
you
like
serious?
Naked.
Has he got hasn't got...
Yeah, he's like topless and then he's got like a Santa hat on and then he's holding a rose just waiting for you lying out on the sofa.
Which month is he on the floor drunk eating the hamburger?
That's August.
All right.
Anyway, so you're living in a gay bloke's flat.
Yeah, which is like he's got exquisite taste. That's what I'm saying. But no, because what I was saying, like you're saying I'm coming out, but recently I went to the doctor and I'm honest when I go to the doctor And because they're always obsessed by how much alcohol you have. They always go, how many units? But yeah, I tell the truth. I can't say because it's too rude to say.
Do you never go lower, no?
No, no, because I want to get better. Mm. People in their 20s really tell the truth. They go, two a week, maybe big party, 2.5. And I realise I really can't say any of this stuff because the school run.
But,
I just realised halfway through that there's certain words in this sentence that I cannot say.
Oh, right.
And I'm respectful of you people, and I'm not going to get you into trouble.
I appreciate that, but that's kind of ruined your whole story now, hasn't it?
Yeah, but all I'm saying is when you get to a certain age, doctors like to do things with their finger.
Right.
And I enjoyed it. That was all right. I didn't say anything rude.
No, you didn't.
And kids will not have an idea what I'm talking about. Yeah. I'm talking about putting my finger in sherbet and licking it. That's lovely.
That's right. So tell us when your show's on, please.
I'm only on till Thursday. The Guild of Bloom, debating hall, 8 o'clock, nice sensible time. Mm. I'll go home now and have my nap, my old man nap. And I'm hearing someone saying tulips are on the news.
There's a big story about tulips on the news.
I can't wait to hear that. I'm really looking forward to that.
No, someone just said in my ear that Tulip is reading the news.
Oh, right.
But he said, tulips on the news, tulips on the news.
But why am I hearing that? Have you not
got to know.
Technology
don't know.
Now that the guest doesn't need to hear that.
You were hoping for an amazing story about some flowers.
Because, I'm in my 40s, I'm kind of mentally on the hoof already. I find myself sometimes in the garden with a kettle going, what am I doing out here with a kettle?
Did you think there were voices in your head then?
I was just going, I wasn't expecting it. Tulips on the news, tulips on the news. You know, you could warn me.
I didn't know myself that
was going to happen.
Most comics are, not...
not all there.
Yeah, not all there. So I'm, borderline schizophrenia, and that didn't help.
Sorry about that. Anyway, have a lovely show until
Thank
Thursday.
Thank you so much for having us.
Do you have any advice for the one that doesn't speak, who doesn't speak, but is doing his first one-man show tonight? Anything at all?
Just enjoy it and be yourself.
He's so nervous.
He's grateful for that.
No, seriously, just enjoy it. How long are you doing?
He's doing
it's supposed to be half an hour, but...
Can he speak at all? Because
no.
That's not going to help.
No, he can't speak.
If he
can't
speak at all. That's why he's doing Silent But Deadly.
It's going to be cabaret, because that's the big thing right now.
I'd dress up as Charlie Chaplin then, if I was you, if you're not doing any
talking. I think he needs some kind of top hat or something.
Oh, yeah, top hat definitely goes amiss. Yeah.
Okay. We need to source one of those before about 7 tonight.
See, you are so clever. I've never used that word source in my life in that beautiful context. Well, I would have just said I'll buy a hat, but
we need
I love
to find
that.
One.
No,
buy
I'm,
one.
I'm not having a go. I'm saying that is brilliant.
Oh,
I've never
you.
In my life
used the word source.
Yeah,
especially with top hat as part of it.
Well, yeah, maybe that might have tempted me to use it, but I'm just saying I've never done that.
Sean Hughes, thank you so much for
tulips
being part
news,
of
Tulips on the News. Tulips on the News.
She is.
Actually, she is.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Katie Tunstall, hello.
Hiya.
I haven't seen you for ages.
I know, I ran away.
Yeah, where did you go?
Just loads of different places and just decided to, disappear for a while.
Okay, and now you're back.
And I was a bit worried, actually. I'm glad we're on radio because I was a bit worried. I'm back with towel face.
What's happened?
Because I got a bad shoulder playing too much guitar at once after a break. Went for a massage just before I came here, and I had dreadful towel face.
Oh.
I don't know if I still have it.
No, I can't really see that.
Pitted, like a little satsuma.
Yeah, that's
it's
different.
Gone.
Different to massage face.
Yeah, I don't know what massage face is, Scott.
It's the face you pull when you're having a massage.
Oh,
we discuss this on the show quite a lot. Mine is this.
Yeah, no, I just had towel face.
Right, good. Anyway, welcome to our little room at the Pleasance Courtyard in Edinburgh. If you want to see us, you can. We're live on the webcam right now at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Now, you only live down the road, don't you?
I do. I've got a place up here and love coming up. Still got some good mates. I was in this very courtyard last weekend.
Okay. Did you see any stuff?
No. Got gastroenteritis, though.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, so maybe, just stick to really strong alcoholic drinks.
Right, okay. Was it some
but
dodgy
it was
prawns?
Brilliant. It was really good. I had a great time.
Okay. Do you know what you ate?
I don't know what it was. I think I did stay up till about 5 in the morning, but I'm sure it was the one pint of water that I drank.
That'll be it.
At one of the other bars, because I'm sure they'd, left the water in the sun all day. Very unhealthy.
Okay, so it was not alcohol.
It was not alcohol, definitely. Mm. That
just
doesn't
make
you ill.
One pint of water. do you, like, when you're from Edinburgh, do you take all this that's going on for granted a little bit?
I think you just get a little bit more annoyed.
I know, some people leave, don't they?
By people giving you stuff. Apparently you can like get T-shirts that just say a rude word. It says, bleep off, I'm a local.
Right, so...
So people stop giving you flyers.
Because we should explain, if you've never been to the Edinburgh Festival, literally, you can't walk down... I mean, it's so busy all the time. The main roads are so busy. And literally every second somebody will go, come and see the show, come and see the show, and hand you a flyer.
Yeah.
And I guess if you're a local, that may get a little bit tiresome.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not up here as often, so I'm a bit more tolerant, but I remember being very angry.
Do you?
In the past. No, I'm not coming to your show because it's probably rubbish. And you're still going to charge me £8, which is far too much for a Fringe Festival. Thanks anyway.
You said that to every single flyer person.
Yeah, I was exhausted.
You must have
every
been.
August.
Wow. Does Edinburgh change then during the festival?
Not really. It's basically like this. Friday and Saturdays are just usually carnage. Like kind of walking from down in the grass market near here over to Newtown is usually always sort of mental.
Yeah.
But certainly that kind of... what I really like about it is it just becomes properly 24-hour. And that's
it really is.
So much fun.
Yeah.
Because I remember the last time I played at the Fringe was... almost 10 years ago, and I got booked to play 1 till 3 in the morning every morning for a month.
Mm-hmm.
And it split my band up, and I went to London.
My flatmate's doing a kind of 80s movie show, and he's on at some mornings at 1 a.m.
It's brutal,
yeah.
And it's sort of a bit like being in the video for Thriller.
Right.
It's just...
It was a bit like that
scary
last night.
Things.
I went to see my flatmate's show last night and I finished about 2 and it was...
And some of the worst culprits are the people who are working at the venues and they kind of clock off at 1 in the morning and then just riot en masse.
Mm. Now, you're touring again soon, are you?
I am. I can't wait. I've got a new band and a new album and everything.
Mm. I want to get some advice from you for the one that doesn't speak, if possible, because he's not touring, but he's doing his first kind of his first gig, if you like, his first one-man show this evening. And
I can't see what problems he's going to have with that, you know,
what,
not speaking, I know, gigging,
being on stage. There are a lot of people on the text are saying that they can see the look of fear on his face. I've never seen him this nervous.
Yeah,
normally
no,
he's so cool
and
calm.
He's got a slight kind of tremor, actually, which is new.
Mm.
Definitely. The smile is slightly fake.
It's supposed to be half an hour, the show, but it's about 10 minutes
at the
moment.
That's a lot of no words.
Yeah. But it's if you are going to try and find Becky soon, if you're in Edinburgh, be warned it is a cabaret show. So if you don't like cabaret, then don't go and get the tickets because you'll be really bored. But not. I'm not bored. Okay. If you don't like cabaret, then it won't be for you, is what I mean.
Unless you're a talented heckler.
Yeah.
Because that's... Oh, no. Don't go if you're a talented heckler. Don't go anywhere near it. It won't be fun.
We saw some amazing cabaret last night.
What's the actual dictionary definition of cabaret?
Just a bit of variety, isn't it? A bit
variety of performance.
Yeah. We were saying
music
earlier,
and movement.
Yeah, it's because of the phenomenon of Britain's
Of
Got Talent. There were legs, yeah.
Yeah.
Because of Britain's Got Talent, a lot of people are doing cabaret at the Edinburgh Festival this year. We saw, you might want to incorporate into your tour, some hula hooping, a lady with a hula hooping.
You're well up for that.
With hula hoops with lights on. Really good.
That sounds quite cheap, too.
Yeah, well, yeah. And also, a lady sat on me at one point.
Really?
Yeah, a burlesque
chav. Was that the leg part?
She just kind of straddled me, really.
Wow.
And told me not to touch her. It was very strange. Her name
Gosh.
Was... I think her name was Kiki Kaboom. And she was, like, probably blinged up with all the chav gear.
That's a bit of double standards, really.
She was
straddling you and then saying, don't touch me. It doesn't seem very fair.
Well... I was fine with that.
That's
it was an interesting show. Even our boss Rob had to get involved. We were sat, you know, we sat right at the front.
Isn't it funny when your boss gets involved in a cabaret show?
Isn't it though? And you take pictures and then send them to people. So he was kind of on the floor, lying down on the floor, while the lady hula hooped above him.
Wow.
He's never seen anything like it.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
So many lights going round, whizzing
it really
so fast.
Was, yeah. It was a great show. So, thank you for coming in today.
That's a pleasure.
We're going to play your song, if that's all right.
I'd love you to. Okay. Very exciting.
Tell us about it.
Well, it's called Still a Weirdo. And it's the new album's sort of a mashup between bluesy folk stuff and dance music. And I wanted it to sort of sound like Eddie Cochran and Left Field working together.
Okay.
So there's all these really up-tempo thumping tunes, and decided to just put out this really odd little fellow as a single. And he's just this little quiet guy who's really bad at beatboxing, and he's just a bit weird.
All right.
And it's basically about sort of, yeah, realising that you're not quite the adult that you expected to be when you were a kid. Okay. You know, when you're a kid and you're like, when I'm 30, I'm going to be this. Mm. And I just realised I totally wasn't that.
All right. The
Scott Mills Daily.
You may have noticed, Katie, something quite strange is happening around us now.
I'm quite overcome.
She said bread roll, not toilet roll.
The cast of Fawlty Towers appears to have turned up.
I have a giant bog roll.
Right, so...
What?
It's for her.
You see who it is?
What's going on?
Katie Lang.
No.
It's not Katie Lang, it's Katie Tunstall.
Sorry?
Katie Tunstall.
Oh, right.
Hello, Scott, how are you?
Hello, Sybil, how are you?
It's Chris Moyles, dear.
Sorry?
It's Chris Moyles.
No, it's not, it's that Scott fellow.
No, he's dreadful. No, this is Chris Moyles.
Yes. No, it's
Big
that
fan.
Scott fellow, Basil.
Right.
It's the Scott fellow.
You're listening to Radio 1, it's 5 to 5, and we are joined in the studio by Manuel and Basil and Sybil off of Fawlty Towers. Now, Manuel, why have you bought us loads of toilet rolls, like industrial-sized toilet rolls?
Because they run out. Too many people here. You keep it, you use it, but take it back with you.
It's an emergency supply, dear. You've got so many people crammed in one small room.
Yes, now we had an order for bread rolls. He brought in toilet rolls. He's useless. I'm so sorry.
No, they asked for toilet rolls,
did they?
Basil. Yes, they, and they wanted the big ones, so we bought the big ones.
These arty farties are like that.
Beg your pardon,
Katie, these people are part of a Fawlty Towers show, which is happening down the road. At the Edinburgh Festival, one of the more random things you can do.
Well, we're supervising the restaurant. Yes.
And what happens is you go for a meal at this restaurant, that's right, isn't it?
Yes, they come and dine. And
it's not exactly rocket science. You come in, eat your meal and leave.
But then Fawlty
Towers... Basil, don't be
advice.
I will, definitely.
So then Fawlty Towers happens around you as you have your meal.
Okay. Well, we tried to give you a
Please tell me
nice
that there's
meal.
A mouse in a biscuit tin.
Sorry? I've
got to have a mouse in a biscuit tin.
Yes, I'd prefer if you didn't mention that to anyone.
Okay, I won't say another word, Basil. Sorry. Apologies.
Katie, what just sort of house do you live in if there's a mouse in your biscuit tin? Have you not seen mice traps, dear?
No.
If you put a pumpkin seed on it, you can usually get them in overnight.
But it's just so funny.
Told you she was a bit strange, dear.
So you like having mice in your biscuit tins?
Just when I go to restaurants.
Where are you from, dear?
How special.
From Edinburgh.
Ah, she's Scottish,
lovely.
Dear. That explains it. They'll eat anything.
At least you'll be cheap to feed, won't
yes,
she,
yes,
Basil?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I'll eat anything, me.
Yes, I can tell.
You really like our menu.
That's why she's so thin, Basil. Well, she only gets what the mouse leaves behind. Yes.
What's on your menu, Manuel?
I don't know. the chef, decide on the night.
Okay. Yes, depends how much he's had to drink.
Excellent. Okay, good. And where can we see your Fawlty Towers experience? If we
best
were
restaurant. Best restaurant. Yes, it's in Drummond Street, number 16. Best B'EST. It's rather strange spelling, isn't it, dear?
It is rather strange spelling, isn't it, Basil? Maybe we should change that.
Yes, all right. Fawlty Towers, how's it sound?
Or something like that. Yes, I think so, really.
Is there an incident with a Waldorf salad and all that?
No, they're all out of Waldorf.
Yes, it's not the season, dear.
Is it not? Okay, good.
We can do a lovely thing with berries. Berries are in at the moment. There's a woman walking around the corridor with a lovely packet of raspberries.
It's rather crowded in here. Have the BBC had cutbacks or something? I mean, this is rather stuffy in here.
It's just our little kind of studio.
Have you all moved from White City over here?
No, we haven't. No, this is just our little makeshift studio at the Pleasance. We're here all week, really, Basil.
What?
We're here all week, Basil.
Ah, right. Well, yes, I just thought the BBC had higher standards, dear.
You'll be wasted away by then, dear. Do you think they could bring you a bigger fan besides this tiny little
thing? It's just a small desk fan.
I think all these fans are sitting here, dear.
What big... No. The big... You know, like the big industrial fans.
Oh, yeah, well, we can get one of those. They make a lot of noise.
You guys like industrial stuff.
Big things.
Implying, yeah?
Well, it's just the biggest bog roll I've ever seen.
Yes, well, you haven't even the curry houses in the city, have you?
I see.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, Becky, hello.
Hello. Yeah,
five.
I wanted to do that. Hi.
What's going on? Because you are at a location in Edinburgh, and that was where we're giving away tickets for the One That Doesn't Speak show tonight. What's going on?
I never thought I'd be able to say this, but the One That Doesn't Speak show is now officially a sellout.
How many people? He was worried there was no one going to turn up at all.
We've now had to stop the queue, and we've given away 40 pairs of tickets.
There's a queue?
To his show. Yeah, it's around the block.
No, it's not.
There are some disappointed people, I'm so sorry.
No, rewind. Round the block.
Yeah, round the whole side of the big purple cow.
Right, okay, and they're all gone now.
Yeah, but took them down, and if you were on your way down, I'm very sorry, but they've now all gone.
Okay, you can watch it online tomorrow. Highlights of the One That Doesn't Speak show, Silent But Deadly, and sorry to anybody that didn't get tickets. That's round the block. How about that, One That Doesn't Speak? Round the block.
I bet that makes him feel less nervous.
Round the block. Oh, God. I think that's made him worse. All right, come back. I'll see you soon.
Bye.
And now on Radio 1, so what happened today? It's a very, very strange show, but it's impressive for the first one. We've had the cast of 40 Towers in. That was a bit weird. Katie Tunstall, she was relatively normal. Sean Hughes. And now... Ali Cook is here. Hello.
Hiya, how you doing?
I'm
right?
Very good. Now, you do actual magic.
Yeah, I'm actually a magician.
Yes. Now, we're quite glad you're still alive, because we're a bit worried after what you were attempting a little while back. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I'm doing Houdini's water tank escape in the show every night for 26 nights.
Okay.
So I get in a tank of water, manacle, shackled, lid goes on, boom, and then I got to get out.
And you're still smiling about that. That's something you shouldn't try at home, obviously. So
I quite like it, actually. I quite enjoy it. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Someone just texted in going, Scott, escape now while you've still got your sanity. I know what you mean. Like, Edinburgh can do that to you. Anyway, it's good to have you on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you do a lot of celebrity parties. You're not just any old magician. You do some tricks for some celebs, don't you?
Yeah. Well, I used to do that all the time. I mostly do like comedy circuit now.
Do you?
But for like 10 years, that's all that I did. It was just like premiere parties and celeb parties and all those, you know, those horrible glitzy clubs in the West End and stuff. They always seem to have do's on there and stuff like that.
Okay.
So I was always doing I can't remember everyone that I did, but royal family as well. I used to do a lot for them as well.
Really?
Yeah.
They're really into the magic, don't they?
They do, yeah.
They love it.
They love it,
The
yeah.
Queen loves it.
She's way into it, yeah.
So, I mean, what was the best? There must be one that stands out, the best party you played at in terms of how amazing the party was.
I think the best one, there used to be a nightclub called Tramp, which was really big in the 60s. And all the people used to go there. It was their 25th anniversary. And, like, Roger Moore...
You weren't there in the 60s?
No, I wasn't there, no.
Oh, right, it was quite recently.
Yeah. No, I mean, they did the celebration now.
Okay, right.
Yeah. But it was like... it was Roger Moore, Jimmy Tarbuck, all the proper old-timers. And they were doing loads of gags and stuff on stage. And it was Roger Moore doing stand-up was brilliant.
Yeah,
so that was by far the coolest one.
One of the James Bonds doing a bit of comedy.
Yeah.
It was quite weird. Now, if you can get to a computer at the moment, you might want to do that, because Ali's going to do a little something for you online at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Click on live webcam.
Yep.
So what's going to happen now?
Okay, here we go. So, if you can see this, okay. I've got a glass of water coming into shot here.
Why don't we wait for a second, just so people can log on.
Oh, okay.
Because they'll be busy, they'll be like, you know, making their tea and stuff, and like, you know, just give them a second. Is it cool being a magician? Is it like one of those things, like being a pop star now?
No, it's pretty nerdy, I think, really.
Is it, though?
I think so. It's one of those things where people are sort of impressed for about 10 minutes, but then when they realise that you only have your cards, and you only have your coins, and no mates, and then...
Does it help you get the ladies?
It sort of can help you get the ladies a little bit, yeah.
But, so what's your technique? What's your technique?
Well, I think it's really cheesy. I'd never do it. I would be never like, hey, is this your card? I'd never do that.
You've never done that?
No, well, ever? I have a couple of times. Okay. In fact, we've had a baby now, so...
Oh, excellent. Well, it worked out then.
Yeah, it worked out all right.
I'm really pleased for you, Ali. Yeah. Well, okay, right. Hopefully we've given enough people enough time now to log on. Get to live webcam at bbc.co.uk/radio1 and let's see what happens. So explain what's happening as you go.
Yeah, so if you can come in a bit tighter if you can. We've got a glass of water here.
Zoom in, Glenn, yeah, zoom in.
Zoom right in. It is just a glass of water, and there's also just a £20 note. You can see there's nothing on the front or on the back of the £20 note. But if I fold it into the smallest folds inside the centre of the 20, there's my goldfish.
What? What? How did you do that? Oh, you're probably not going to tell me.
No.
there is now a goldfish in the water. That's incredible. Can you get him back out again? Is that the end?
There, no.
When's your show on?
It's on at 9:45 in the Gilded Balloon every night.
Okay, and you're doing that crazy water tank stunt every night?
That's it. Never been done at the Fringe before. Never been done in Britain in the last 50 years. So
wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. How long does it take you?
What, to get out?
Yeah.
I try to do it in under a minute. I can hold my breath for about a minute. Yeah.
That's incredible. Yeah. Thanks so much for coming on today.
Cheers.
Thank you, Ali. Cheers.
Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, Laura was just in the queue for tickets to Silent But Deadly, and she got them. Woo! That's the One That Doesn't Speak show. And he is now a sellout performer at the Edinburgh Festival. It wasn't really... It's more of a give-out, really, because they were free tickets, but... If you want sell out, One That Doesn't Speak, that's what you want, isn't it? Okay, good. It's made him even more nervous. We're just bringing you the whole flavour of what's happening here at the festival all week between 4 and 7 in the afternoon. There's normally one show or one act every year where everyone says, like in the streets of Edinburgh, oh, you've got to go and see that, it's brilliant. And that show this year is by these guys, I think, Abandoned Man. Hello.
How you doing?
Hello.
Good to see you.
Good to see you too.
Now, I saw a little bit of what you were doing yesterday on the Royal Mile, and you had such a big crowd there. Yeah. It was a beautiful day in Edinburgh, and the Royal Mile is like the main kind of thoroughfare where everyone kind of congregates. There's like circus performers and loads of stuff going on. People handed out flyers, and you had a lot of people's attention there yesterday.
Yeah, we had a couple of hundred watching us improvise a musical about two random audience members.
Yeah, so tell us what you do.
We basically chat to people, we get random facts about them, and we turn them into songs. So yesterday we would have brought two people on stage, asked them what they do for a living, maybe what their dream is if they met a genie, and we take that and we transform it into kind of a 7 to 15 minute musical.
Yeah.
We do unreleased songs by the likes of Jay-Z and Kanye West.
Wow.
We do party jams. It's all... Now, I do say it's not flawless impersonation. I'm very Irish. Even my Jay-Z impression sounds like Jay grew up in Cork. So all of it's freestyle. All of it's off the top of our heads, and all of it's based on whatever it is the audience gives us. So
you could do me a song now?
We could do you a song right now, absolutely.
Okay, what do you need from me?
What we can do, something that's kind of fun for kind of a nice short song, is if you give us maybe a topic, like say Edinburgh Festival, and then anytime we point at you, you'll give us a word to do with that, and we have to use whatever words you, Scott Mills, give us. Every single one of them gets used in a freestyle.
Okay, so what can we do about? Should we do it about Radio 1?
Could be about Radio 1, maybe, or the music you like, whatever it is. Okay. Maybe it could even be about your day to day. I don't know, whatever you like.
Well, what about, I could choose one of these shows, because we've got our one-man shows coming up, and that's my one there, you see. It's going to be on Thursday, The Bjorn Identity.
The Bjorn Identity.
And
the story of ABBA, is it?
Well, no, it's the story of, it's like the Bourne films, you know, Jason Bourne, Matt Damon, but with the music of ABBA crowbarred in.
Okay, nice, nice,
so
nice,
I don't know
nice.
Whether you want, if that helps at all, and I can give you some.
Like
I can give you some stuff along the way.
You can throw us in. Every time I point to you, you can give us a new thing to do with the show.
Yeah.
And we will rap about an ABBA, I suppose about an ABBA musical that's all guns and violence.
Sounds great.
But at the same time, keeping it entirely PG-13.
That would be, if you could do that, that would really help me a lot make me less scared.
Okay.
Okay, you can watch all this online, live webcam, click on it, bbc.co.uk/radio1. Here are Abandon Man.
It's the Bjorn Identity. Oh, here on the
first word from Scott Mills.
ABBA.
You see, first of all, you know it's drama. It's a mixture of Matt Damon when he's fused with ABBA. You know, what can I say? The show, son, you need this. It's a mixture of action and songs that are Swedish.
Assassin.
Okay, man, it's happening every single day, man. There is so much action. You know, in this show, there's probably like some Batman. You have to put down a whole heap of assassins.
Amnesia.
Okay, wow. You know, right now, you know that I see ya. You know, I forgot stuff like I got, like, amnesia. You know, like, forgetting me like I've just lost my memory. You know, I'm saying that, you know, I need some things to go inside my brain so I can
flares.
Speak. Yes, I'm saying, yes, I'm oh so scared. It's like I'm stuck in the 70s dressed in flares. That's right, you know, man. Yeah, it's true. It's the Bjorn identity with big shoes. Don't you know? Yes, it's like big, yo. Born identity fused with bits of disco.
Camp.
Okay, yes, give a hand, cause before Bjorn identity, it wasn't camp. So right now, you got to see it's happening, the camp version of best movie that is action.
Orange face.
Okay, you see, it's a disgrace. Ladies walk around with an orange face. Looking up, looking down at every man, being like, how you doing? Yep, do you like my nice tan?
Bjorn.
Okay, so it's on. You know what I gotta say? Eat your popcorn. Go and see the show. Yes, yes, it's Bjorn. Transforming like Decepticons into something new, into something beautiful. It's Hollywood fused with an old school musical. You know what can I say, man? You got to see that. The best Abacal musical since Mamma Mia.
Run out. Okay. Keep riffing. Hang on.
Okay. So you know, man.
Thursday.
You know he's got bills.
Thursday.
He's got to make money. Yes, Mr. Scott Mills. You got to see it. It's going to be dirty. Come up to Edinburgh any single Thursday. Everybody will be like, way to go. It's such a good musical. It even works on radio. You know what can I say? Yeah, the show is done. You got to see this star from Radio 1. Don't you know what can I say? I'm like, man alive. Now we done a band of man at about 30 past 5.
That is absolutely incredible.
I feel like we should do a kind of trailer for your musical. We could wander around and be like, this is what's going to happen, I think.
Wow, I want to come see your show.
Oh, please do.
When are you on, please?
9:45 every night in the Pleasance Courtyard.
Excellent. Oh, right, in the courtyard right
in
here?
In the courtyard, just downstairs, yeah.
Excellent. That was brilliant. Honestly, cool. Brilliant.
Thank you very much, Amanda Mann,
for coming in today.
The Scott Mills Daily.
All right, Grimmie.
Hiya.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm after initially being quite cocky before I got to Edinburgh. I'm a nervous wreck now that I'm here.
Yeah, when you arrive and you're like, okay, now I've got to do a show, it's all changed in your head now.
Yeah, I'm definitely scared.
Just to give you an idea of where we are, if you're listening, we are upstairs in a place called the Pleasance Courtyard, which is where loads of people just hang out. They buy tickets for shows. There's like a box office, loads of umbrellas, loads of bars around the edge of it selling beer and whatever. And the Edinburgh Festival is like the biggest arts festival in the world. There's so many people that come to this every year, every August. And pretty much everywhere is a venue. So it can be a massive theatre, it can be just a small little upstairs room of a pub. Everywhere becomes somewhere where you can see something. So you can see comedy, music, dance, there's kids' shows of every kind all over the city. And you get some really famous names and you get some people you've never heard of before. Anyone can do a show, basically. And that's us. So Grimmie's show is on tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And it's called Team Hate.
Yes, it is. I'm going to do a lecture on everything that I hate. We just went to check out the venue as well. And that's made it even more scary, I think.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know, because I can just... It's going to actually happen now.
Mm.
I didn't properly think of it. It's not even finished.
I went to... they got varying smells as well. Like, it smells a bit locker room-ish in here.
I think it's worse the smell in here than in the venue.
Yeah.
Which is worrying.
I went to see my flatmates. My flatmates doing a show last night. And it was in a place which was like a tin shack. And it just smelled of bran flakes and sweat.
Oh, real ideal. Nice. Two of my favourite scents. Yeah.
Now, joining us, we've got Alex Horn. Hi, Alex.
Hi,
now,
Scott.
You do a show every night.
That's right, yeah.
What's your show?
It's called Odds, and it's about gambling. I encourage gambling, but kind of old-style gambling, sort of 19th century gambling. That was the golden era of gambling, so I recreate some of the best bets in history with my audience. It's fun. And there are sort of three jokes, so it's not bad.
Three whole jokes?
Yeah.
And how long's the show?
An hour. I mean, there's some real dry patches, but the last 20 minutes is barren. But still, no, it's good. It's good.
Okay, so I don't quite understand what you mean. What happens during the show? Is it audience interaction?
A lot of audience interaction. So it's different for me every night, which makes it more fun. But I kind of tell a story about a bet that I put on 2 years ago, and I've been trying to win ever since. and use that as a launch pad to tell other stories. Okay. And these three jokes, which...
Just the three, yeah.
I mean, they really... I would use them up here, but...
But no, don't do them on
come.
Air, because no, then people know that's
but the third one, I mean, the second one's actually not very good, but the third one is a
it's
real
a cracker.
Corker. Yeah, really good. Wow, really good. Yeah.
And where are you on?
I'm just about 100 yards from here. It's in the Pleasance upstairs.
Okay.
Yeah, 8:30. So I don't clash with... Can I call you Grimmy?
Yeah, of course.
I don't clash with Grimmy.
Thank God.
All right. Now, I know that you do use PowerPoint during your show.
Yeah, I think if you... Basically, if you can't carry a show completely on your personality alone, it helps to rely on PowerPoint. So that's how I pitch it, I think.
That was exactly what I thought.
Yeah.
Because I'm using PowerPoint.
Yeah.
So I thought it's like an easy way to remember, isn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
And then it's like
a memory
people
thing for...
think it's a feature, but really it's just for you.
And you can just stick a film on, you know.
Yeah, I might do.
Stick a half an hour film on and just sort of say hello and goodbye at the end.
But you've been framed on.
Yeah.
Does it make you feel better though that Alex has only got three jokes?
Yeah, because I've got, well, none. There's nothing written.
I've got a couple of observations.
Yeah, I've got observations. Oh, I've got 50 singular observations.
Yeah, just observe things. Yeah. That's the key.
Look at that.
Yeah, have you seen this?
Yeah. I've just been handed a note saying other presentation software is available.
Is it?
Oh, it is.
Yeah,
right, okay. Yeah. We can't just promote PowerPoint as the way forward because others are just as good.
Uh-huh. See, this is the beauty of the Fringe. You don't have to say stuff like that in your show. That's the great thing. You don't have to edit yourself.
So, would you give any advice to Grimmy? Anything you can tell him?
Do you have a pointer? Does a pointer work well?
Well, yeah. I had a pointer and it broke, so I've got an extendable spoon. My dad put it in my stocking when I was about 15. Mm-hmm. And I never knew what to do with it. So it's a spoon that's very long. So that works. And you get a little laugh because no one's seen a spoon that long before.
Yeah.
So that's pretty... If you're lacking in jokes,
a long spoon always works.
A long spoon. Get that on my checklist.
I mean, the good thing about PowerPoint is that people have seen it before at work or at school. But the bad thing about PowerPoint is that people have seen it before. So you need to do it in a surprising way. So you need to have things... spinning around, maybe. There's a spin function on there.
You can have a spin like Batman.
Imagine someone's face, but spinning, and that's pretty funny. That's,
I'm gonna have that. I might spin Kesha.
Yeah, I mean, you can overuse spin, but you spin
every now and then. What about like a watery effect?
Don't use the watery effect. People hate that one. Yeah, real backlash this year. The watery effect, very 2008. Sound effect that you can do little. Sound
I don't have sound effects. No, maybe I could do some of those.
Yeah, because you're on the radio, aren't you? You can use that sort of things quite useful. I mean, I think don't overuse it, Grimmy, but don't underuse it. I mean, you kind of want it to be like, you know, when you're watching a program, they've got the sign language person at the bottom corner. Have it like that, so it makes the stories clearer, can be amusing.
Right, I think we're sorted now.
Yeah. Liken it to that.
Made you feel any better?
Yeah, I'm totally confident.
Excellent.
Now.
So don't not the watery effect.
Not the watery.
Spin is good, watery bad.
Okay.
Alex, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Tell us when your show's on again.
8:30, Pleasance Courtyard, every night, except for tonight. It's my night off, and I'm going to go and have a meal with my wife's cousin. Which you're not. Well,
will
I shouldn't.
Will your wife be there as well, or no?
Yes. Good. And we've got a babysitter, so this is going to be fantastic. I'm going to go.
When you said wife's cousin, I was like, okay, fine. But then
I shouldn't have mentioned it. Really?
Yeah, your wife's going to be there, and you clearly didn't want to invite us. So
one of you could come, maybe. But I mean, I don't know them that well.
Becky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's
I'll
always
bring the
there
PowerPoint.
For me.
I always have the PowerPoint. So
yeah.
No, excellent.
Just to do the menu and
run through the menu. Yeah.
With the spin.
Thanks for coming in, Alex. The Scott Mills Daily. So you're on tonight at 10.
Yes.
Tomorrow night, what's going to happen? Because your show starts at 9:30, and I think I'm going to have to do the first
bit of
your show.
Who planned that? I know what time we'll put you on the stage, 9:30. So the show's at 9:30, the stand-up show, and then the radio show's at 10.
Yeah.
But it's only like, 15 minutes away, so maybe I should just do... Should I just do 15 minutes and then...
No.
That'd be, if you want me to do that.
I'm more than happy to start off your show.
Well, if you want me to just do a shorter show.
Can I do
that?
Am I allowed to do the news at 10:10?
Yes.
Can
I do that?
Yes.
The news at 10:10.
Grimmy's on tonight from here, same place in the Pleasance Courtyard in Edinburgh. You can see us now. Hello, if you're watching. Just look on what's it? What do you press?
Live webcam.
bbc.co.uk/radio1. Sorry, I had a brain freeze there. I don't know what happened. Now we need to do this appeal because I don't know what's happened here, but nobody has turned up with a costume for the one that doesn't speak, and I think people maybe think we're joking. So if you could help me do some kind of appeal for a costume now, because people think that like this is not real, but he really doesn't have a costume for tonight's show.
What's he requiring?
He requires something snazzy. It's cabaret.
Oh, yeah, okay, snazzy.
I like the word snazzy.
Snazzy. Me too. Snazzy. I'm thinking if I've got out snazzy at home, I don't think I have.
Well, that's no good to us here, is
no.
it? So if you could please come to the... What were we saying? The info shed. The info shed. Is that what it's called? Have you just made that up? The Robbie Boss just made up an info shed. It's not called that at all. He's just going to have a look out the window and see what it's called. Please, if you've got a snazzy jacket, there's hundreds of performers in Edinburgh. Surely some of them... Oh, it is called the Info Shed. Surely some of them will be listening to Radio 1 right now. One of them will have a snazzy jacket.
Yeah, come on.
No one wants to see the one that doesn't speak in the nude.
Even if you've just got something in your wardrobe that you don't think is right for you anymore and you think it would look good on him, then just bring it down because he's open to offers.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be that sparkly, just any old thing.
Obviously, don't travel far. It's just if you're in the Edinburgh area. Do you mean? Like, don't make a journey from Nottingham or something, because you won't get here in time anyway.
Maybe like stuff you were going to give to the charity shop.
Yes.
Just give to Emlyn.
All about that, yes. So, it's the one that doesn't speak, Silent but Deadly. Please, we just need a costume for tonight. It's an urgent appeal.
What happens if he doesn't find anything in time?
We can't wear that blazer that he wears all the time.
Oh, no.
Really not. Anyway, so please, please.
That is so rude about his poor blazer.
It's all right, he's not listening, it's fine, he's rehearsing.
Yeah.
So if you do have anything, then please, please, please make it available. We'll give it back to you, we just need to borrow it or something.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now that the one that doesn't speak isn't here, we can talk about him. He's gone off in a bit of a panic.
Bless him, he was so stressed.
I've never seen him this stressed.
It must be really hard to be stressed when you can't speak.
Yeah.
Because you can't tell anyone what you're feeling and you just kind of have to keep it all in. And you're like, you could see him bubbling up with kind of nerves.
We will have the up-to-the-minute analysis tonight on the Grimmy Show from 10 o'clock. When it's all over, we'll come in fresh off stage.
Is it going to be like on those football things where we've got a little pen and we
Action
can draw
replay.
Around and kind of, you know.
No.
No.
And then you'll be able to see the highlights at Radio 1 Online tomorrow. He's hoping that, like, if we edit all together the highlights, that will be fine. Like, if you make it, like, a minute or 2 minutes long,
it'll be
anything can look good then,
His
can't it?
His show is going to be brilliant. There's going to be loads of audience interaction. Mm-hmm. Like, in proper cabaret, you know, when they drag, but don't sit in the front.
Do not sit in the front.
No, because you're going to be dragged on stage and weird things are going to be done to you and you're never going to forget it.
Aren't we just going to be at the front, though?
Well, I hope I'm not. I've got my seat like right
I don't
at the
go
back.
In front
I'm
of
happy
stage.
If people want to see, because I've seen rehearsals, I'm happy not to sit at the front.
I did reveal earlier on the Chris Moore show as well that there are some special guests in the One That Doesn't Speak kind of one man show tonight. It's called Silent But Deadly. If you were one of the lucky few to get a ticket, then well done. Just don't sit at the front. And you can see all the video highlights tomorrow at Radio 1 online.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So today I went to Halfords, which is a place where they sell things for your car. Other ones are available, but this is the one that I went to in Edinburgh. I had to buy some stuff for one of the one-man shows.
What
I had to buy some horns. Bite horns. Them, yeah. I could only find a High School Musical one, but it will be fine for the show.
What's it going to be used for?
I can't say. But so I was in there, and obviously, the great thing about places like Edinburgh and a lot of places in the UK, which you don't have in London, is a retail park.
Yes,
I love it. So you've got all the shops there,
everything
and,
in one.
Yeah, that's right. And maybe I popped into TK Maxx while I was, near Halfords. And maybe then I saw the Usher shower gel on offer, and I was like, yes. And now
you didn't get two for one, did you?
No, it's not bog off, but it's just, it looks cool. It's got a real cool, like, black, sleek kind
and
of bottle.
Is now going to be in my bathroom for the next...
Well, yeah, it is in your bathroom. You haven't even seen this yet. I should explain that we're all living together in Edinburgh in a big house.
I say my bathroom, it's not mine. But as a girl, I kind of take ownership of the bathroom and make it a nice place.
Yeah. Like, don't use the Usher shower gel, is my tip.
I don't
use your
why
coconut
would I want to smell of Usher? No. That would just be weird.
Anyway, so yeah, we're in this house and it's a bit strange because it's a beautiful house, but obviously the family who live there have moved out, presumably because they wanted to get away from the Edinburgh Festival for a few weeks. So there's like a calendar on the wall with people's birthdays on, and there's lots of pictures of the family in the living room, which we've now adopted as our own.
They're our family. I love them.
They are. But we've even given all of them names, even though we've never met them before.
Granddad's on there.
Yeah, Granddad's on there.
Cousin Joan.
Yep. Mum and Dad.
Yeah, they're obviously on there.
Yeah. So that's that. And also, like, everything's kind of left... It's kind of as they left it. So I opened up to... I wanted to do some washing earlier, but there's the washing machine was already full.
So are you going to take them out of us? It's going to smell of wet dog by the time they get back.
I didn't want to touch it because it's someone else's house. It's weird.
I'll put it on a fresh cycle for them and take it out to dry.
Okay, thanks. Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.